This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, the fifth in a series of seven messages on the final week in the earthly life of Christ. This week in John 14, where Jesus tells us about heaven. If there's ever a person who's an expert on heaven, it's not some earthly writer, it's not from a movie that we might see and even appreciate. The expert on heaven and eternity is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It makes sense to me we talk about what he says. Let's begin that message from John, the 14th chapter. I go to prepare a place for you.
I tell that story for this reason, and I'm very serious about this. So many people in the United States of America are enjoying their ride on this earth. Senior's beautiful, money's coming in, got a good job. Maybe for a lot of them, health is good. But don't have a clue where they are in life spiritually. They don't have a clue where they're going eternally. But we're enjoying the ride. And then something happens in life. There's a crisis in their marriage. There's a crisis of health. There's a crisis with one of their children. And all of a sudden, where are we going to spend eternity, perhaps? What about life after death? Today, we're going to look at what I call the most important passage of Scripture about heaven. It's a part of the final week series, 7 days in history of the Lord's last 7 days. Bible scholars say this happened on Thursday of Holy Week, the final week, whatever you call it. And Jesus is comforting his disciples. They have a lot of anxiety and fear about Jesus dying on a cross. And he gives them words of comfort that, by the way, speak to you in 2013. It's in John 14, beginning at verse 1, just the first few verses. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, mansions, or abiding places." That's what the word means, just places to live. "If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, most important statement perhaps that Jesus ever made, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The most politically incorrect statement out of all the New Testament. No one comes to the Father except through me. "If you really knew me, you would have known my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him." Recently, I drew together some material about what people believe about heaven or what they don't believe about heaven. I don't know what everybody believes about heaven. I have discovered this. There are people who believe that if you believe in heaven, then you get to heaven. The ticket for heaven is to believe in heaven. That's not true. Just believing in heaven doesn't get me to heaven any more than I believe in the moon, that I'm going to make it to the moon. Or I believe in the planet Mars. Well, that's going to take me to planet Mars because I believe it. We believe in Jesus, period. End of statement. And because of that belief in him, trusting in him, then everything else falls out of that trust in Jesus. That's really the message today.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we'll continue with this message exactly where we leave off today. We want you to know that we do have a national website you can go to listen to any part of this message that you may have missed, or to listen to any other message for that matter on Cross Hope. Our web address is crosshope.org. That's one word. crosshope.org. You'll be able to listen to past messages. You'll be able to listen to this message again. Also, you'll be able to find out how to become a part of this ministry we call Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.